The Louis XVI Hotel on the Rue Boissy d'Anglas, just off the Rue du Faubourg Saint-Honoré in Paris, had been closed for renovations for 4 years. The street it was on was particularly appropriate, open only to foot traffic. It was guarded by a policeman, who would open the barrier for a car to pass carrying an important person or guests of the exclusive hotel. Smaller than the Grand Palaces, the five-star hotels of Paris, it was a favorite among those in the know, the jet set, royalty, and the internationally chic. It had a loyal following of the world's elite, and offered its clients exquisite rooms, enormous suites, all filled with stunning antiques, draperies in the finest silks and satins, beautiful floors reminiscent of Versailles, and a magnificent art collection. Not tiny, and not enormous, it had an intimate feel to it, and compared favorably with the many homes of the people who stayed there. It had been flawlessly run with an iron hand by the charming manager Monsieur Louis Laval for 38 years. He had been trained at the Ritz, and was famous among hotel guests around the world, and was the envy of his competitors. He was incomparably discreet, and knew all the delicate secrets of the patrons, many movie stars, and people who had much to lose if his mask of secrecy ever slipped. It never had. He didn't allow things to go badly for anyone staying there, no matter how dicey the circumstances. He had been past retirement age at 74, with no intention of stepping down when the hotel closed for renovation 4 years before. A vicious cancer had taken him in its grip halfway through the renovation, and devoured him quickly. Louis Laval had succumbed 11 months before the opening. He had run the renovation of the hotel so masterfully that even his death did not delay it. A portrait of him in his formal morning coat had been unveiled the day of the opening, and their old, familiar patrons looked fondly at it as they checked in. There were tears in the eyes of several guests, though not the staff, who respected him, but had often suffered from his rigid diligence. He was every hotel guest's dream, if he deemed them worthy of the Louis XVI. If they didn't live up to the hotel's high standards, they found themselves unable to obtain so much as a lunch reservation there in future, let alone one of the fabulous suites. Indiscretions in the lives of their valued guests were unfailingly overlooked, and Monsieur Laval had protected them from the press and paparazzi for years. Bad behavior while at the hotel was not, however, tolerated. Famous rock stars didn't stand a chance of doing more than passing through the lobby, and even then they were keenly watched and met with a chilly greeting. It was not a favorite spot of the famously boorish, and the regulars were forgiven all, which created an unshakable, lasting bond between them and the hotel. The newly rich, who didn't know how to behave or respect the premises, had never been welcome there. The hotel had been almost fully booked for 2 years before the reopening. Monsieur Laval had noted the first reservations himself, and the fact that he had not lived to see that long-awaited event was a source of grief to all. His standards were almost impossibly high, but he was unfailingly loyal, and he would have given his life to protect the hotel's most faithful guests.